Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me today is our lead analyst, Jane, to break down the biggest stories. Good to have you, Jane.
Thanks, Paul. Always a pleasure to dive into the latest in AI with you. It's been a busy day, especially with some big players making surprising moves.
Absolutely. Let's kick things off with a major one from OpenAI. It seems their highly touted video generator, Sora, is officially winding down. This is a pretty big turn, isn't it?
It really is, Paul. Sora was a massive hit, even reaching number one on the App Store and landing a Disney deal. To wind it down now shows a clear strategic pivot, freeing up compute resources.
And that compute, from what we're hearing, is going towards a new model codenamed Spud. Sam Altman is apparently saying this new model could, quote-unquote, accelerate the economy. What are your thoughts on this shift? It sounds like a full-court press on enterprise solutions and potentially AGI, Paul. OpenAI is clearly prioritizing their next-gen core models and the fierce competition with Anthropic rather than what they might see as, quote-unquote, side quests like consumer video generation. If that makes sense. Moving on, we've got some interesting news from Apple. It looks like they're planning a major overhaul for Siri, and the big surprise here is a potential integration with Google Gemini. This is huge, Paul. Apple is notoriously insular with its ecosystem, so bringing in an external model like Gemini for Siri signals a significant shift in their AI strategy. They clearly see the need for a more capable assistant, right? It speaks volumes about the current capabilities of their internal models if they're willing to partner with a direct competitor. It could really elevate Siri's intelligence, which has been a common complaint for a while. Exactly. Users have been asking for a smarter Siri, and integrating a frontier model like Gemini could be the answer. It'll be fascinating to see how they blend Apple's privacy focus with Gemini's power. Definitely one to watch. And finally today, Anthropic is making waves with Claude. They're enabling Claude to control desktop computers remotely with something they're calling Dispatch. Jane, what does this mean for users? This is a big step towards more autonomous agents, Paul. Dispatch means Claude could potentially perform complex, multi-step tasks on your computer, like managing emails, scheduling meetings, or even automating workflows, all through natural language commands. So, essentially, you could tell Claude to, quote, handle all my travel arrangements for next month, and it would interact with your browser, calendar, and apps directly. That's quite a leap in capability and convenience, less than person two precisely. It pushes the boundaries of what an AI assistant can do, moving beyond just answering questions to actively executing tasks on your behalf. Of course, it also brings up questions around security and user control, which will be important to monitor as it rolls out. Indeed, a powerful tool, but with great power comes great responsibility, right? That's the MergeSort AI Digest for Saturday, March 28th, 2026. Thanks for the great insights, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI. Until then, stay curious.